It's 12 minutes past 3 o'clock and time for another episode of Desert Island Bolito, where we introduce you to a local Bolito personality who'll be theoretically stranded on a desert island with just 5 songs of their choice, a book, and a real or fictional living or dead guest of their own to pass the time with. Discover what makes them tick, what inspires them, and the music that has shaped who they are today on Desert Island Bolito. And our Desert Island guest today is local social media star and unofficial mayor of Umkladi, Corona Mona, a.k.a. Lorette Jennison Dimusa. Hey, welcome to the studio. It's lovely to have you here. And I won't say anything about what you referred to as a big dick in front of you. Talking about the microphone, it's not anything to do with this. It's a family show.
It's a great introduction.
Yes, I was going to set the scene with that one. You're a personality, and you have developed a brand which is so vibrant, and I presume it comes from the heart because, well, you're out there. Your new store is Lorette's Kitchen. Anyone visiting Umkladi can spot it from, I think, from space, in fact. It's that size. But let's start at the beginning. You're going to go onto this desert island with just a handful of tunes, one book, and a guest. And in unpacking particularly the songs that have kind of shaped you and that you'd like to take with you to keep you company, to keep you together,
mm-hmm.
we will learn a little bit more than just the crazy Corona Mona character, which is brilliant, by the way, I've got to tell you.
Thank you.
And I'd like to find out where that started. So let's just go back and set the scene. Who is Lorette Tiernison Dimusa? Interesting double-barreled surname. That's got to have a story on its own.
Okay, well, when I was picking these songs, and I toy between Afrikaans and Italian, because the Dimusa is obviously Italian. So I got married to an Italian.
So you are Afrikaans.
Ek's a Boedemeisie.
But you have the very sort of Latin looks and Latin temperament.
Fiery, hot.
Yeah.
And a handful.
Two handfuls, it seems.
No. Listen, Chantel Palm, you're making this job very difficult today. You're encouraging.
Dave cannot concentrate or focus anything after the way I fluttered in the studio, but yeah.
Okay, so you where did you grow up? Where do you come from?
So this Boedemeisie comes from Tzaneen. Now that's very, very far northern Transvaal. Limpopo now was called Transvaal back far north Transvaal. Mm. So it's there close to the game reserve.
That's citrus country as well, huh?
Lamuna, yeah. So, and tomatoes, and yeah, my dad was a farmer. So
you're a farmer's daughter?
I was a farmer's daughter and grew up on a farm, very, very privileged life. But unfortunately, the drought kicked my poor dad off his farm and we lost it and then in that I remember my dad being 40 and he lost his farm and how we. He had a wife and 3 children, and he survived, and he picked up the pieces.
What did he do to survive? Because to change careers at 40 is not easy. Some of us have done it, but I'd like to hear that story.
Well, he started selling cars, and eventually he opened up his own secondhand car franchise, his car dealership up in Tzaneen. And he, up until recently, was one of the oldest or longest running secondhand car dealerships up there, selling obviously buckies and buckies and more buckies and vehicles. So he went from a farmer to a car dealer. And so I think it was inspiring to see that, you know, you can fall down and you get back up. And I saw it in my own dad and my parents' lives.
That obviously one learns a lot from life and, of course, from family life in particular. It kind of sets you up for success or failure. It's never a guarantee, but I think seeing how your father was able to reinvent himself must have given you some kind of idea that no matter what comes to me in life, I will I've got that to learn from and to adopt as an ethos as well. Because you've also had a few ventures in life that have led from one to the other. Tell us about how you arrived in this beautiful part of the world from. Die Farre Noord.
So I needed to put some space between me and the Italian.
That was your
my ex-husband.
Your ex-husband.
Yeah, yeah. So we were in Joburg, and then I moved down here with the kids, and he just didn't get the email, and he followed suit as well. So we're like the Waltons now. We live here all together in Bolito. And so it's worked out for the best. And the kids are here with, and their dad's here. So it's all good, you know. So bad things happen, and from bad things, good things come. And
so was the divorce acrimonious at first, but it's become, you've become more, well, shall we say, more compatible, more amenable, more friendly over the
past. Yeah, yeah, we no longer have, I can't say that, it's a family show, we no longer have passages.
Yeah.
that expression.
So, I'm speechless.
I'll tell you afterwards, Dave. Anyway, so no, we're good. And, you know, that comes with struggles and maturity and growing up, you know, and thank goodness for growing up and maturing.
We've set the scene, you're here and you're off on your desert island adventure, and you've got a suitcase with a couple of songs in it and a book and a special guest. Let's start looking at unpacking some of that, because I have an idea, just looking at the first song that you've chosen, that you may have had a kind of epiphany, like St. Paul on the road to Damascus or something like that, because this is it's a religious kind of thing. It's a tune called Raise a Hallelujah. Tell us about that.
So I don't know if during the looting, so I'm a Christian, and I'm a big faith. I have a big faith, and I'm a big Jesus lover. I'm a child of God.
Have and you always been like
I've
that?
I've always been, grew up in the Ingie Kerk, but it was not the Ingie Kerk. It was that did it for me. It was a personal walk with God from an early age. Okay. And that was back in the day, the Campus Crusaders. That was the youth. That's how they, I don't know, but anyway, I went on a camp with, what is that big rugby player?
There's many of them, you've got to be more specific.
Yeah. I'm not sure where this is going.
The one with the big hands.
I'm holding my thumbs. I've got big hands.
Okay. Yeah, okay, they all have big hands. Anyway, so it was...
I won't ask how you discovered that.
if I can just think of his name. But anyway, he was the one who led the youth camp. And so during the looting, this Raise a Hallelujah was promoted to sing during those evenings at 8 o'clock from the balcony. And it was beauty, make a thing, something about out of the ashes, beauty out of the ashes. And it is just...
It's become one of
It's a theme song every single morning. So a lot of people will
relate to
this and... So you play this loud and you sing it loud and you feel the Holy Spirit grab onto you, like, off you go, Dave.
Fight for me.
reminiscent of the days of trouble and strife that have passed, luckily. And I think brought us together tremendously as a community. On the bridges.
It did.
Right through the night, belting out songs like this.
Yeah, this was one of the songs they were singing on the bridge, which is amazing.
So this has become part of the five that you'll take with you on your desert island adventure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you can sing as the sun goes down. You can belt this out on your own. And we have a special guest with you. Talking about which, who would that be, by the way? Let's just segue into that, because you're not going to be alone. You can take anyone, real or fictional, living or dead, to sing Raise a Hallelujah with you.
Well, up until Sunday, I was going to take my boyfriend, then he broke up with me over the weekend.
Oh, really?
So, yeah,
have you just gone through a recent breakup?
You're like, look, this is a sad me.
So okay, well, we can advertise now. We've got a perfect forum.
There you go. Wait.
If you're and Chantal's about to start a dating app.
A dating show.
So you can be on that dating show.
You can be my first guest.
All right. So now you're looking for a significant, I mean, it doesn't have to be a significant other to go on this. It might not be even a romantic kind of getaway. It might just be a life-changing experience. You can take anyone. Who would that possibly be?
No, I thought you said anything or anyone. So I brought wine.
Good choice.
Well, okay.
But I can't talk. I can talk. Yeah, you start talking to it after a bottle. So, yeah. So
you wouldn't take anyone with you. You'd just take a couple of bottles of wine, I presume, because one wouldn't last very long, I'm afraid.
Yeah, because I think I'm a handful. I'm a tough nut, you know. So I'm like really intense. So I don't know if anybody. My son said, "Why don't you take Dad?" And we both looked at each other, and I'm like, and he said, both of us just like laughed and like, "Are you for real, Gianluca? How can Mom take your dad to a deserted island?"
That's amazing. So you, okay, well, there it is. You'll be the first person on this desert island without a significant someone to share the adventure with, but you'll have lots of wine, so that's fantastic. And then moving on through the next record or the next tune in your selection for the five that you can take with you. We've already had the Hallelujah, which mm-hmm. has set the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But I presume you don't spend all your days in praise and worship. I presume you also have other interests as well.
Absolutely. I think I'm a very balanced, all-around fun, you know, there's this deep spiritual side of me, and then there's this fun side, and so
there's a kind of mad side as well. Where did Corona Mona come from? I mean, this was something that was a revolution, or it was a revelation, shall we say.
Well, your son actually did an interview with me literally a week after we went into lockdown, and I did a recipe on air with the hot cross bun bread and butter pudding. So it was just after Easter. So how to use something. And then that kind of led to starting this online. So I started doing online at 5 o'clock on the evening. I did a recipe. I put myself physically on Facebook, like I went and recorded myself live, and I put out all these ingredients, and I would go on live, pour a glass of wine or a drink. And obviously initially we had enough drinks, and so it was pour wine. It wasn't like action 1 2 3, it was cheers. And
so warts and all, you just went into it with all the mistakes. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, there was no real editing. There was no nothing. It was just me going on Facebook and saying, "Okay, tonight we're going to make chicken curry, and this is the ingredients, and this is how you do it." And
was it based a little bit on the kind of cross between Keith Floyd and Nigella Lawson? Because that's the impression. It was a fun take, but it was also you were quite you're vivacious and attractive, and I think lots of men particularly were tuning in just to see what you were wearing.
Well, I think lots of women. My boobs got so big because I got so fat. So the low cut, my like following did quite increase. So that did help, you know. So there's positives to the negatives. But that was my passion. I love to cook. And here was just me. And every single night, religiously, 5 o'clock, I would go on air from Monday to Friday night and do this 5 o'clock little show. And whether it was in my gym kit or from work, or initially it was at home, and my daughter would record me. Eventually I got a handle that would record me while I was standing. And then I got an Food Route to sponsor me. I got Kitchen Time to sponsor me. Some pots and pans. And
does it continue? Is the series over?
No. Well, after 100 episodes, I kind of canned it because it was getting so intense.
Yeah.
And it was every single night, 5 o'clock, you know. So I'm a single mom, and it was just too much going on to do a live video because you had to put the ingredients out and prep a little bit.
But it might be able to come back now that you've established a new brand, if you like, Lorette's Kitchen, and you might be able to do something from the kitchen,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes, yes, yes. So Corona Mona has to continue. So
I was going to say, because you've really established a character that people love. So we'll get into that in a sec, but let's now look at your second music choice, Westlife. You like boy bands?
I love boys.
Okay.
So do I.
Oh my.
Yay, yay. I have a fellow. That I'm waiting for that single show, Chantel.
I want to tell you, Chantel is a bad influence. The two of you together, I'm getting very concerned.
We're going for drinks afterwards. Okay, don't go anywhere. This red one, we're going to drink it.
Well, there it is. So which Westlife tune particularly resonates with you?
It's this one. I don't know the name. What's it called? The World of Your Own, or I like it. World of Our Own. So, you know, like, I'm well known there. I live in my own world, and I'm very well known there, you know, because I really am a little bit off the wall. So listen to the words. And yeah, it will describe me, and but there's a little bit of love inside the song as well. So enjoy. What am I do without you? What am I do without you? Well, I guess I'm ready for settling down and fooling around this over. And I swear it's true, no buts or maybes. But when I'm falling down, there's always someone who saves me. What am I doing without you?
Westlife's World of Our Own, the second of Lorette Tennyson de Musso's five tunes to take away on a desert island, along with her favorite bottle of wine. No, we're going to substitute.
Well, if she drinks
about
him,
people
we're going to find him. Chantal's going to find him.
I'm going to find them. But if you take the bottle of wine, you can literally drink yourself into thinking anyone is there with you anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. But you've also been able to pack a book to take with you to while away the hours, and maybe that's a great segue into the next chapter of Desert Island Bolito. So you've now found your island solace in the bottle of wine. You've got two tunes under the belt, three to go, and a book to keep you company. What have you decided to take with you?
That was very hard because I've been reading I'm absolutely obsessed with reading. Love, love, love. If I don't have a book next to my bed, I cannot sleep. So it was a very hard call to make. Cain and Abel, Jeffrey Archer, was like one of the most impressive books ever, and it also pulls back to the Bible. So it's so strange. And then I also met him at a dinner party or a book reading where he was, my mom attended. My mom was just...
You met the author, Jeffrey Archer?
I met Jeffrey Archer, okay. Yeah. So that was quite...
So is that the book that you're going to take with
you? No. Oh. So I'm just saying that it was...
I'm glad you mentioned it.
I wasn't going to conform to your rules, so, because it was just... I'm not that way inclined. I'm out of control. I can't follow the rules. So I couldn't take one. I just wanted to say that book was like such a good, easy, wonderful book to read. Yeah. And I mean, his books are amazing. But the book that I brought along with is Francine Rivers' Redeeming Love. And I think, you know, there's an expression that says it's not what you get out of a book. It's what a book gets out of you.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Unpack that. What a book gets out of you.
Yeah, yeah. So
how do you even judge that?
Well, I suppose where you at in your life, whatever. So you could be in a bad space. You could be in a happy space. So how are you going to read and interpret the book is going to depend on the author. I mean, these people are good.
So in other words, it's what the book does to you.
Yes.
It's how the book transforms you or changes you or gives you insight into something that you didn't know before.
Absolutely. And this book, like I was telling you earlier about my dad, this book resonates with me because of my mom. And there was this forgiveness part thing in there. And this it's based on the book of seeing again my Bible. Terrible. I love Jesus, but I can't know my Bible books. I'm so bad.
Maybe that should be the book you take with you then.
The Bible, yes. I was thinking of bringing the Bible, but people would think I'm mad because they're like, this chick can't be so crazy. And it just doesn't, those two just don't go together. So this book had me in tears all along because it was all about forgiveness. She was a whore in the Bible. So in the Bible, and her husband had to go and get her. She walked away so many times, but it was all about forgiveness. And I suppose at that specific time, it was where I was with a relationship with my mom that was rocky, and it just left such an imprint. You know, like some things just stick.
Yeah.
And this Redeeming Love by Francine Rivers was just one of those.
Redeeming Love. Francine Rivers. If you haven't read it, there's a strong recommendation from Lorette to do just that. Just imagine how it could change your outlook on life. Something to bear in mind. And leads us into the next song, because it's quite an emotional one. It's Josh Groban. You're a fan?
Oh, I am. I think the first night he came on Ally McBeal way back when, and he was a guest on her legal, I don't even remember the show.
And
he was a guest on the show, and this guy sang, and I was at the CD shop the following day, and I bought the CD, and I think I must have been the first person, I'm sure I was, that bought the CD, and I just fell in love with this guy. And I mean, he sings the most beautiful Italian music, absolutely, you cannot believe the voice that comes out of that young man. And I think David Foster found him.
Okay.
And so his stuff is just unbelievable. So going from a happy song to... So I always thought I'd like... Because I'm so organized and so planned. So I've like planned my funeral, and I said, this is the song you guys have to play at my funeral.
Wow.
But it must be a party, because I don't want... You guys must have a party, but you must cry a little bit. But this song brings tears to your eyes. So take it away, Dave, and make everybody cry.
troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me
on the tropical island, although you're there on your own. We're looking from the neighboring island and weeping.
Sopping her eyes.
But it is a beautiful song. Josh Groban, You Raise Me Up. The third of your five choices. And we're moving on. Well, I hate to leave Josh Groban behind. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So you're quite deep, really, and there's the crazy element, but beneath it all, there is that sentimental soft heart, I think is the word, and not many people see that. They see the Corona Mona, the you know, wild flashing eyes and the big smile and the, have another, you know, and yet underneath that there is tenderness, which is lovely. That's good. It's an all-round personality. So moving from Josh, you've got another two tunes in the bag. What is next?
Remind me, I can't remember.
Well, I'm looking at Ben Hino here saying Something I Need. Why would you choose Ben?
It's just a feel-good song. And, like, you know when I play this, like, that raise these live songs in the shop just to get this, you know, this.
Well, let's talk about the shop for a while, because that's the great segue into that. Lorette's Kitchen. It started off, I think it was just going to be like a little shake and bake, almost, a coffee shop. But it's evolved into something much more than that.
Well, the coffee shop was never on the cards, because I was upstairs and I had the cooking classes and my catering kitchen. And I moved downstairs and we were three of us part of a team. And so I was going to do a little bit of this and they were going to do that. And then they bailed on me a week before I signed the lease.
Who the coffee shop?
No, there was no coffee shop intended at all in the beginning. So it was literally was going to be a little takeaway, maybe a little bit of the Fed Cook, a little bit of like what I did at the Kiro Tuck shop, like those easy grab kind of meals, and the cooking school and the catering and a little bit of retail kitchen thingies. And then it just didn't work. The walk-in, the whole vibe. And I got some hospitality friends in and I said, guys, help. I need help. Come help for me, asablif. And they're like, oh, no, move this here, move that there, get a coffee machine, put in some couches, put in some tables, and it converted into a coffee shop. Now, I'm a caterer.
But it's a lovely, it's almost like a library. It's a, that sort of feel to it. There's lots of books. There's lots of curiosities and comfortable spaces.
Yeah.
It's not like anything else I've seen. And it's in Umhlali, of all places. Tell us about that. You've become the, jokingly, the unofficial mayor of Umhlali, but it's a bit like that.
No!
You're on this drive to reinvent Umhlali or to revive it.
I am so passionate about it. I wanted a shop in Umhlali so badly, and I waited and waited, and just God gave me the right shop at the right time. And even if these people bailed on me, it's been okay. We have converted it and turned it into, like you say, it's exquisite. Somebody said the other day, it's like you're on Friends, like in Central Perk. It feels like on the lounge and the couches, and you can just lie here and feet up, and there's a kiddies play area.
And the music is pumping with Ben Hino and Corona Mona. I had a dream the other night. Song number 4.
Blasted.
About how we only get one life. Woke me up right after 2. Stayed awake instead at you, so I wouldn't lose my mind. And I had the week that came from hell. And yes, I know that you can tell. But you're like the net under the ledge. When I go flying off the edge, you go flying off as well. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with you. I drank too much.
Understand why you chose that one. It's happy, but it's deep.
It's uplifting.
It is exactly that.
One life. One life.
It's yeah, like the Land Rover. Live it. That's great. Ben Hino is Something I Need, and we're on the desert island with our very special guest, Corona Mona. I love that title. Lorette Tunis and Demuso. One more tune to go in the bag. So after Ben Hino, it's One Republic. You're quite a contemporary in terms of your song choices. I thought you might delve back into your childhood and pull out some of those.
Some of Afrikaans nommers.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what? Some of the music that you learn, that you hear, that you grow up with, especially when you're sort of young teenager, those are vivid good memories for the rest of your life. Everything is brighter, bigger, sadder, happier, you know, more intense. And, so, and the songs that come from that period tend to be like that for you, which is why we play on 88 all the hits from back in the day right up to the present. But you're staying with the present, which is cool. So you don't believe in looking in the rearview mirror. You just go straight. There we go. Four and two. Lovely. Lovely idea. Where to from here for Lorette and Lorette's Kitchen and Corona Mona and the brand that you've created?
Well, I think the curiosity is definitely getting to people, and I've got this I don't have a disclaimer on my door. I've got a misclaimer. So you enter at your own risk, at your own curiosity, and it's dependent on what's available and load shedding.
Wow.
So there's a very small menu, and so I'm not a restaurateur. Let's just get that clear. I'm a caterer / cooking school or a cooking teacher. What would you say? I have a cooking school and I'm a caterer. And I've thrown into the mix this coffee shop / retail shop. And I'm loud.
Well, it works.
And some people confuse my loud voice for shouting, but it's just the way I speak. Like somebody the other day in the shop, I stood on the one side of the dining room and I said, "Have you guys been helped? Are you sorted?" And this chick walked out and she said, "I didn't come here to get screamed at."
But you see, that's the public. When you work with the public, you begin to realize there's some crazy people out there, and you just got to take it all in your stride. That's what it is. Not everyone is going to love you, but the majority, I think, will if you get it right and you do it with passion.
You know, I think it's like you're not everyone's cup of tea, but you're definitely somebody's shot of tequila or espresso.
You go. Lekker expression there.
And my shop is definitely a destination, and you've got to see it for yourself to appreciate it, and it might blow your hair back, might not. You've tasted my Cinnabuns. They are...
Yeah, they are amazing. And you've recently started a live music occasion. Once or twice a month, you have a live evening entertainment with good music, and people book limited to numbers, obviously, but it makes it very intimate and convivial and fun. And Chantel and I were going to... We're going to perform at one of your...
I think so. I think that's an idea.
Chantel's going to perform. I'll be there making the movies.
A pop-up party evening in Umhlali. Because, I mean, they used to party at the hotel next door. Yes. There used to be lots of parties there. So we've got to bring Umhlali back to its original...
Revive the spirit.
Vibe. Yes.
Do you know that the very first rum, which was actually, I think, the first cane spirit, but the very first rum that was ever produced in KZN was produced in Umhlali back in the early days, just after Morwood started his mill, and they called it Umhlali water. And it was famous. People came from all over the place to enjoy the Umhlali water. And, of course, on the way... a lot of people fell off the wagon going home. But it was maybe you could revive that tradition as well. It sounds like a huge lot of fun. And that's, of course, what our guest Lorette is all about at the kitchen. And generally, I think, as a personality, it's why we've chosen you to join us today. And your final song, the One Republic tune. Why did you choose that?
It is such a lacquer song, and like you say, I didn't pick old songs, I picked new songs, and it's difficult. You can't pick a book, you can't pick five songs to depict your life. And so I went through this over and over, and these are my happy songs. These are songs I love listening to over and over at top volume, and they make me feel good. And there's some, I don't know, what was the words, what was it, what's the song name again?
Love Runs Out.
Oh, yeah, love did run out. Oh, yeah, that's really...
That's why you chose.
We'll work it out. Yeah, we'll work it out.
Song number 5 on the Desert Island Choice. Today, from our very special guest, Lorette Tennyson de Musso, aka Corona Mona. One Republic, Love Runs Out, and of course the time has run out for this edition of Desert Island Bolito. But Lorette, it's been really fun. I look forward to catching up with you at Lorette's Kitchen very soon. If you're wondering where it is, it's in Umhlali, you can't miss it. You literally can't. And I'm sure that it's going to be a fabulous success for you. You deserve it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so, so very much for having me and making me feel so special. I really enjoyed the time here with you and Chantal.
Yeah, it's really been something. It's been so much fun.
And join us again, same time next week, for another installment of Desert Island Bolito on Radio Life and Style from Bolito KZN. Up next, it's Jamiroquai, a little Canned Heat. 5 minutes to go to the news.
Just dance, yeah. God can't leave him, now he is tonight, baby. You know I-
The Power of Jamiroquai on 88 FM on the afternoon show, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito.